defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense studios, the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum Microphone, in what can only be described as humongous, gargantuan, Tonian, ginormous news today. Breaking moments ago, within 30 minutes of this broadcast going live, it's 4.06 p.m. Eastern Time, live if you're catching us, and you could be listening to us delayed on a radio station somewhere around the country. If you are, you may have already heard this. You may be hearing this for the first time, if that's the case. Either way, in what can only be described, as I said, in Armed American Radio Network studio land, made up words, breaking huge news, Governor Murphy in the state of New Jersey has been brought to his knees by the U.S. Constitution, the Second Amendment Foundation, Alan Gottlieb, New Jersey Second Amendment Society, Alexander Rubin, the Constitution of the United States, the Second Amendment. Yeah, the Constitution, a big whoosh right upside the head in what can only be described, if you're Governor Murphy, as an absolutely stinging, hurting defeat in front of the entire country and his defiance as a totalitarian thug punk who shut unilaterally every gun shop in the state of New Jersey and had some of his punks at the New Jersey State Police, not all of them, but some of them, go ahead and do his bidding for him and cutting out background checks and then wiping out the First Amendment rights of a man by the name of Alexander Rubin, who you've heard on this show talking about this very issue over the last several weeks, by having him kicked out of the press conference by all of the sudden changing the press credential requirements so that Alexander couldn't get in because Governor Murphy, as most totalitarians are chicken littles of a free press. Let's go first to Rafael Del Valle from Bursa Firearms. Rafael, how you doing? That's huge news, brother. Glad to have you here. You're clapping it up,
clapping,
huh?
You're clapping.
Did you know that before the mics went live? Did you know that?
No, I knew that there was something that was going to maybe come down today, but I didn't know that it happened.
Yeah.
And so you were, you know, of course, talking for 27 minutes before you finally told us what happened. And
I was
here biting my fingernails. That's fantastic news.
I had to keep you on the edge of your seat, brother. Ginormous news. Sean, do we have Alexander on the phone? Alexander Rubin? Nope, we do not have Alex yet. I'll reach out to him. See, he's supposed to be calling in here. Hopefully he will.
Yeah.
He's been extremely busy. Rafael, this is as we fight this weirdness that we're in right now, and as gun owners, you know, my gosh, when you know that. And you're a man, you represent a manufacturer. I'm going to ask you some tough questions today. I really am.
Yeah.
I pose the same question to Car Arms. Well, question for you. As a manufacturer, when you see what New Jersey is doing, why would you continue to sell your product to that government and not boycott that state when you know what they're up to?
Well, that is a tough question and one that I wish I mean, I guess – here's the answer. When Eagle Imports was started back, you know, close to 30 years now, maybe, it was started by people that were from New Jersey, that grown up on the Jersey Shore, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's obviously things have changed a lot. If I had my druthers, probably wouldn't be there, but it is a family-owned business and work, you know, people that have worked there for years and years, and you know, you know people from New Jersey. They don't. I mean, I'm not saying this in a bad way. It's a very, very tight, you know, family knit community, right? And they like to be around their families and maybe not as transient as some of the rest of us are. But I don't know. And I ask that question a lot, and it's never been my decision, I guess. But you know, it's when you're starting messing with people's. You're, you know, uprooting people's lives and all that. It's got to be tough on the owners and that sort of thing. So that's the best answer I can give you.
That's completely legitimate. But my question though is a legitimate question, correct? In today's day,
it is a very legitimate question, 100%. And that's one of the frustrating things is is you sit there and you know, you've got these good people and they've been there and, you know, everything's good. And then, but you sit there and you go, how can we sit here and, you know, you're paying taxes on people's salaries. You're paying taxes on property that we own. You're paying taxes on, well, all the employees are paying taxes on everything they buy. They're paying taxes on their real estate, on their income tax, you know, everything, right? And then not only that, you're supporting a whole chain of, you know, people that, that ship to you and deliver packages. It's just, it goes really deep. And, you know, the state doesn't, they're not going to complain about the taxes that we're all paying them, but they're going to mess with our livelihood. That's for sure.
Yeah, I hate to see it. And look, I'm not picking on you. I asked Justin Moon the same question, and I would ask any manufacturer out there. Let me put it this way. Justin was on CEO of Car Arms last night, and, you know, I asked him that question. He was based out of New York, and he's got operations in Massachusetts, and we sat and talked at length shortly after that, you know, gun-hating freak Cuomo rammed through the you know, quote unquote, safe act, if you will, in the wee hours of the morning after Newtown, not giving anybody a heads up from in the state, but ramming it through, you know, decisions were made at Carr to depart New York and head over to Pennsylvania, which they did. And Justin told us the same thing you just said. It's a very difficult decision. He still has operations in Massachusetts, but they're working on it. You know, there's a story out today, and I would ask any manufacturer that, and I know you guys have more ties to Jersey than most companies do, but there's a story out today about Kimber. You know, Kimber is based in New York, and the shutdown has shut down their facility. Now, they have an Alabama manufacturing facility, which is still up and running. However, they're dependent on some of the parts out of New York, so now they're having to shut down that operation in Alabama because of a governor's orders. And here we have the DHS that has issued the directive that says these are essential businesses. You know, it's terrible, Raphael, that in the seat of the nation's founding, if you will, in New York and upper, you know, in New England and Connecticut, the Constitution State, really, Massachusetts, that in New Jersey, that these are the states where, as Justin reminded us yesterday, a lot of firearms manufacturers, a couple hundred plus years, have been building firearms up there. And nowadays, politically, they're forced to pay all these taxes, and they're paying taxes to people who hate their guts. That's got to sting, right?
And most of them are gone. I mean, I remember, you know, we're going back, you know, well over 10 or 12 years when I was the gun buyer for Elk Brothers back in the day. And I used to go up there at least once a year, and we called it Gun Valley because you'd land in one of the airports in Massachusetts or Connecticut or whatever, and you could visit 12 gun manufacturers in 3 days. And they're gone. They're gone. I think, you know, Ruger has their little office up there, but no manufacturing. And Mossberg's up there, but they're barely doing, I guess they're doing some manufacturing. But
Sig, New Hampshire?
Think about all H&R, New England, Bushmaster, Marlin. You
Remington.
Know, the list goes on. Remington.
Winchester.
Yeah, it's crazy. And they're just gone, man. You know, Smith's up there still. Obviously, that'd be a bit of a behemoth to move, but it's not the same as it was, and I think we're gonna, you know, as long as this division continues, it might change more. Who knows?
I think it's in the long run, Raphael, it's probably inevitable that it does, because I mean, if we go back 200 years, I like to phrase things in realistic terms. You know, people think, you know, the Civil War, for example, because I'm a huge history buff. I've studied the Battle of Gettysburg for many years. People think that was a long time ago. It wasn't a long time ago. I was born in 1962, okay?
Yeah.
And an individual that was 63 years old at the time I was born in the 1800s.
Yep.
It was not that long ago. We tend to lose sight of putting things in perspective. And when we look back over the last 240, 250 plus years, and you look at New England, my, how things have changed over the years. When you look at the political landscape up there versus the political landscape down south, we've reversed roles, right? Polar opposites.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the firearms community has stayed put in that area around and amidst that tremendous change. It's got to be tough for you, man.
It's, I mean, that's why you see more and more of them, you know, trying to get the heck out and go to, you know, whether it's the Midwest somewhere or down south, which is where most of them seem to be coming. And the South's down here, and you know, you're in the South, I'm in the South. these states are down here with open arms and open checkbooks. Just waiting.
Oh, yeah.
Please come. Give us good, high-paying, skilled labor jobs. And, you know, it's I don't get it. Why? Well, I mean, I get it.
Well, no, let me do this. Yeah. We're getting ready to take a break. So
yeah.
I'll pose the question. When we come back, I'll let you know. I do want to talk about that. When we say we don't get it, I'm kind of with you on that, too, on the surface. Then you think a little bit deeper. And I have an answer, and I want to get your perspective on it coming up as to why I think that polar shift has occurred. And we sit here and we scratch our heads and we say, why would they do that? There's an answer to that when we come back. Rafael Del Valle from Bursa's with me. Great day, great news, celebratory news back after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show. Indeed, you are on the GunBroker.com studios, in the GunBroker.com studios, on the Car Arms Platinum microphone with me today. And the news just continues to break as we bring the program to you live this afternoon across the country. Boy, oh boy. I want to go, I'm speaking with Rafael Del Valle from Bursa. Rafael, I want to welcome you back in the studios. Welcome back, my friend. Before I go back, we've got Mr. Alexander Rubian on the line from New Jersey Second Amendment Society, who has been on the front lines in Governor Murphy's face, and his videos and his audio have gotten millions of views, and it is Alexander Rubian who was asking the questions of Murphy that Murphy didn't like, that Murphy decided to, well, let me just very nicely FCC allowable way say, take away his First Amendment rights while he was nicely taking away the Second Amendment rights of New Jersey residents. Alexander, welcome in. And I understand that your phones are blowing up, so I know how busy you are. The governor, in his most recent press conference just minutes ago, called you out individually, did he not?
Absolutely, and thank you for having me back on. I just got notice that at the end of the press conference, he was questioned about when he's going to reinstate the background check system and allow gun stores to open. He said 8 o'clock tomorrow. And then he takes a stab at me by saying, I guess the guy that always asks those questions didn't make it in today. He's doing a victory lap, something of that nature. And another reporter chimes in and says, well, actually, he was locked outside. He wasn't allowed in. And the governor chuckles and says, oh, well, that wasn't our intention. Meanwhile, if you go to our website, you go to our YouTube channel, you see firsthand. We talked about it last night. They swarmed me with armed guards and were intimidating me and demanding that I leave premise and not be able to access the press conference.
Listener, let me explain briefly, and Rafael, for your benefit, because I want to go to you on this as well. If you're just joining Armed American Radio for the first time, and this is kind of a recap of what we discussed briefly with Alexander, listener, on the MonsterCast yesterday. But Alexander, on his website, NJ2AS.org. Let me spell that out again for you, because if I say it too quick, people will complain. I've already got some complaints. Slow down. What's the site? NJ, New Jersey, 2AS, Second Amendment Society, NJ2AS.org, and watch these videos. What happened over the last week, Alexander has been and has had press credentials accredited through the media and acknowledged by the governor's office. For over 2 years, he has been attending press conferences with this totalitarian statist known as Governor Murphy, the punk thug that he is. And it was just recently when he decided to strip New Jersey residents of their right to bear arms completely by utilizing the state police, who are doing his bidding for him, now using the media credentials to keep First Amendment quiet as well. It was Alexander Rubian who very politely got up and very professionally as a media representative said, thank you, Mr. Governor, for taking my question, and then continued to ask the governor tough questions about when is it that we're going to be able to exercise the same right you are. When the governor would say something along the lines of, I respect the Second Amendment, Alex would jump in and say, of course you do. You're surrounded by armed guards right now. Well, that bothered the governor. And you know, Alex, let me bring you back in. It was just 2 days ago or Saturday that he kicked you out. That video is on your site of the armed thugs that I was very hard on last night. I believe that they are a disgrace to the badge. They're a disgrace to law enforcement across the country for enforcing those totalitarian edicts from that man. But nevertheless, the governor saying you're out doing a victory lap tells me something, that he's well aware of it and he ought to reinstate your credentials. I don't think he has the guts. Do you?
I don't think so as well. You just eloquently and beautifully just stated exactly what their motive is. For you listeners that think they're going after the Second Amendment, but they're going to preserve and respect the First Amendment, they don't want our side to come out. They don't want our information. They don't, you know, this is why they're shadow banning us. This is why they're blocking us on social media. They don't want our side of history and our views, our opinions to be heard. Mark, if the governor could shut down Armed American Radio and being heard in New Jersey, I guarantee you he would jump over the first opportunity to do that. That's the kind of tyrant that he is. And all we've done is show up and expose – I'm sorry, they've exposed their own tyrannical mentality. This reminds me of the Cuba that my grandparents talked about that they fled. My grandparents were in media. My grandfather was an award-winning journalist and was a director. You know, and this is exactly what they did there, and it's deja vu for us today now in America.
Yeah, I can't add anything to that other than to say that you're 100% correct. And I got to give you accolades, Alex. Raphael, jump in here for a second. You're listening to this. This is breaking live now. This is the man who made that happen and put the governor of New Jersey back on his heels. And by the way, is the main plaintiff in the lawsuit that apparently is going to continue because Murphy will still be sued in his capacity for screwing the citizens of New Jersey out of their rights for the last week and a half. This has got to, we got to put a stop to this, Raphael. Agreed?
100% agreed. And you know, we appreciate everything you guys are doing up there in New Jersey. And it's just, you know, I've never been a resident of the state, but I go up there and I work there. And obviously people that work with me are up there, and it just continues to put a stain on the state. And, you know, there's so many good people there, and these guys are just, you know, kind of doing what they want. And it's so great to see them exposed, and it's so great to see them lose. And I'll be real interested to keep tabs on what keeps going on as the lawsuit continues.
Raphael, for the benefit of listeners and for Alexander, Raphael is with Bursa, and they have New Jersey facilities. Where in New Jersey are those locations?
We're right Ocean, New Jersey, right near Neptune and Asbury Park, right on the shore.
Okay.
Oh, wonderful. I love Bursa. Yeah. I freaking play Bursa all the time. I got to come by and visit.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime you want it. I live down in South Carolina where we're not having these issues, but that's where our customer service is and our warehouse. And you know, it's becoming harder and harder to swallow that pill all the time, you know?
And it is a pill, man. You got to choke on this stuff. Alex, I'm going to just let you know, I did live in Jersey for a year when I was a kid, and I remember going down the shore, right? Did I say that right? Mm-hmm. I didn't put the right accent on it, but it's down the shore. We're going down the shore. I'm going down the shore. I guess that's a little bit better.
I hope that's not right. How I talk.
No, it's really not. Well, listen, can you stay on with us? Or I know you're getting
Absolutely.
Bombarded by media. If you would stay with us through the break, there are some other things I want to talk with you about. But I do want, listen, I want to give some accolades here to Mr. Ruby. And I don't think enough Americans know, Alex, what you're doing. And we're going to work to fix that. Now, you're going to be getting a lot of attention now. I know Mr. Gottlieb, I spoke with him earlier today when he contacted me with that breaking news as soon as it came out. And I, of course, called you, and you and I did a victory lap. And I'll just let listeners know right now, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, after the show is over, Alexander and I are going to celebrate a little bit on, I don't know, maybe we'll do a FaceTime as we have a celebratory happy hour over this incredible breaking news that Alexander, I can't say single-handed, but boy, I'll tell you what, put a big fist right through New Jersey politics today in a way that no one else could have done. We'll be back right after this with Raphael from Bursa and Alexander from NJ2AS. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
You are back in the GunBroker.com studios live with me on this Car Arms Platinum microphone today, Monday, the day after the big Monster Cast. Huge program yesterday. If you missed it, I got the podcast up at the AAR studios a little bit later than normal today, so I do apologize. I know I get a lot of emails from you when you don't get your fix super early, but Sundays are long days, and we've got a lot going on right now. Also, I've been getting some emails, and thousands of you were enjoying watching the live feed from the studio yesterday, and I appreciate it. We're going to continue to do that. But as I mentioned, because so many people are working from home, because we're coming to you during the last quote-unquote business hour of a work day during the day, and because we depend on internet connections and we have multiple backups in the studios, it's being overburdened as kids are home from school, as everybody's working from home, and I'm outside a large metropolitan area that's somewhat congested just to the south of me. It's just not conducive for me to bring the daytime show live over the internet platform Video Network Studios for you. So we will, and we've agreed that we will do that and reserve that for the Sunday program when in the evening the internet is not so overburdened. And we don't want to drop out for an affiliate as what happened a couple days back because that connection is so sketchy. So that's why I know I'll get some emails from the thousands of you who watched the live stream yesterday. I'm so appreciative of it. We've got a lot of really fun stuff getting ready to pop. Mr. Rob Pincus and I are working on some things. We're going to do a lot of live video stuff for you outside this show. And I am working on a television show for you. I will make that announcement right now that airs on about 8 stations out on the West Coast, moving into Nevada. The network will grow, and we will have a television program in the very, very near future. Very exciting stuff. More to tell you about that down the road. Let's go back to my two guests, Rafael Del Valle from Bursa. And you guys got a lot of stuff going on in New Jersey. I also have more news out of New Jersey as well. Welcome back, Rafael. It's great to have you here today.
I'm glad to be here, man. Today's New Jersey Day, huh?
Well, you know, and I'm going to mention this. Alexander, welcome back into the studio. Alexander Rubian, who is getting a lot of national media attention right now as we speak, kind enough to stay with us for the remaining couple segments. Alex, if you have to go, I completely understand. Simply drop the call. We'll understand. We know how busy you are. But I want to point this out. Guys, and I'll kind of treat it as a roundtable. Rafael, I'll go to you first, then over to Alexander.
You know,
just a few weeks ago, the number one Second Amendment story of my lifetime, particularly, and I can say maybe not, I could probably go back to 68 when I was a kid and on up, there have been some issues. But in modern times today, as far as I'm concerned, what was happening in Virginia was by far, bar none, the number one Second Amendment story of my lifetime, what we saw witnessed in Virginia, that is now almost forgotten in this coronavirus muck-up with the tyrants coming after our guns and shutting down gun stores at a time that we are at literally record sales. We've never seen this many guns being sold ever in American history, and it has kind of left Virginia in the dust. Rafael, jump in. I mean, your thoughts on that.
Man,
wow, what a sea change, right?
Well, it's interesting that you say that because, yeah, that obviously was such an important thing for us. And quite honestly, that was, I mean, what was it, a month and a half ago? I mean, it doesn't, maybe 2 months ago? I can't even remember. But,
not even.
But, I mean, on the same token, you say that everything else has been forgotten. I mean, who even remembers that we've got an election coming up in November? You know, yeah. Like, it's crazy. Like, the coverage has just completely dropped off of that 100%.
Pound sign, where's Joe, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I've talked to several people about that. But so I guess that's obviously this coronavirus thing is something that you can't compare to anything else that's happened, at least in my lifetime, that I can think of. But that's just a testament to the way the news operates anymore, right? They're going to push their agenda until there's something else that's more interesting for them to report on. And then that thing's forgotten about. I mean, think about all the big issues that have been out there for the last, going back how long. And that's the problem. I'm having a hard time remembering anything specific to tell you about because I've already forgotten about it. You know, it's crazy.
No, you're right. You're absolutely correct. And here we are. And I love pointing that out. Alexander, jump in with me here. You know my disdain and hatred of the mainstream media. You know how damaging I believe they are. I've said this on national airwaves, on hundreds of radio stations for many, many years, that I believe the mainstream media, if you want to consider it an entity, is the most dangerous entity in America because they are actively pushing a biased agenda. Combined with 24-cycle news and the speed of which we're getting information nowadays with the internet, and they're doing tremendous damage to the psyche of the nation. and mark my word on this, I'm serious about this. The moment they decide to shift to something else, you're going to sit back and go, whatever happened to coronavirus? That day will happen. That will happen.
Exactly.
Alexander, now we're finding you in New Jersey even more so than what we saw in Virginia because your governor shut down the right to bear arms. Virginia looks mild in comparison with wanting to institute some gun control, even though it's not. And here you are just blowing it out of the water up there. Talk to us about how you feel living right now in the belly of that beast.
Well, we just joked coming back in the segment about, I guess today's being New Jersey Day. I believe that every day should be New Jersey Day. And here's why.
It's true.
And here's why. Look at New Jersey. Look at NJ2AS as being the Paul Revere's of the anti-gun left Bloomberg's coming to your state to want to take your guns away. We have to look at New Jersey as a warning to the nation of what they would like to do to undermine our Second Amendment, our Constitution, and now our First Amendment. You think that they're going to stop and say, well, you know what? We undermined the Second Amendment in New Jersey. Let's just stop there. Absolutely not. Look what they're trying to do in Virginia. Virginia was not by accident. That was by their arrogance, because what they want to do to Virginia, and they've done to New Jersey, but it took them 50, 60 years. And I was looking at all the bills, and I can literally look at the timeline. Well, in 1966, they passed this mandatory background check system, mandatory ID cards, mandatory permitting scheme. Then you have to do this. Then you have to do that. And every bill I saw coming through Virginia's legislature, it was just like deja vu, being like, well, they did that in New Jersey. They got away with it. But the difference with them is that they're so arrogant now, where they went from saying, nobody wants to take your guns away. We just want common sense gun control to keep guns out of the hands of criminals. Now they're just coming out and saying, we're going to take your guns away. So that's why we have to look at states like New Jersey and say, look what they tried there and got away with. And we have to change that narrative to look what they tried there and lost their job over.
You know, Alex, dude, that's well said. Let me go a step further, too. Let me dig a little bit deeper here, because I kind of got to. That video angered me yesterday when I saw you ask the police officers, who are you with? Are you New Jersey State Police? Are you State Police? And they're threatening, you know, it was just horrible to watch. And it pained me because our support for law enforcement is huge. And I hated to see that. I hated it. It was a stain. And it was awful. But your point that you just made, it took 50 to 60 years, Raphael, in New Jersey. And Alex, during that 50 to 60 years, you've got a generation, two generations coming up now that have lived anti-gun. And you've got cops that are in positions of power that I guarantee you would treat you a lot differently in New Jersey than I would be treated down here by a lot of pro-gun cops who have grown up in a pro-gun environment. That's dangerous, too. Is it not, Raphael?
It's very dangerous. Absolutely. I mean, that's something that I find hard to imagine. It brings, you know, thoughts of places that are not America. You know what I mean?
It does. Oh, it does.
And,
yeah.
And that's why it's so hard for me to imagine, you know, a police officer, you know, taking away your rights when you've done nothing wrong, at the behoval of the governor.
Yeah, listen, we're going to stop right there if you would. We're getting ready to take another break. I know time flies. Alex, we've got one more segment. Believe me, as I said, I know how busy you are. If you need to drop off, I'm not going to hold it against you. You're doing God's work up there in the Garden State. But hopefully you can stick with us, because I'd like to get your response to that, because you literally deal with them on a fairly regular basis. And we're there again today. And you were describing to me, as the police were surrounding the area, you weren't even able to get close. And you've got a pass to get close. As in, how are you? So wait, hold those thoughts until we come back. We'll get Alex's response to that. And then I've got a couple more questions to round out today's Monday, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Mic. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Great radio today, guys.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 Carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyers protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com. Today. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back indeed. It's going to be another long night, I'm telling you that right now. If you were listening to the show, last night's Monster Cast, you know I got up really early this morning and fired up my Weber Smoky Mountain and put a 12.98-pound beautiful USDA prime brisket. Untrimmed, by the way. Never trim your brisket. I don't care what you see. Don't. You can trim it when the fat's done, when you want to eat it. But I'm telling you, man, I got that thing rubbed with Texas barbecue rub this morning, and that thing's been on my cooker since early. It was dark, and it is still churning down at the crick in the holler at AAR Ranch. So I'm drinking the Defender Coffee, and I just killed it. This mug is now empty. DefenderCoffee.com is partnering up with the Second Amendment Foundation because of the relationship with us at AAR. and you can support the Second Amendment every time you have a cup of coffee. DefenderCoffee.com to find out more. Lead Slinger's Whiskey, Brad Primo, on the program last night. Bursa, Rafael Del Valle from Bursa is on the phone with us right now and becoming a fan favorite and a regular contributor. Second Amendment Foundation, Crossbreed Holsters, MyPillow. We got a new ad for MyPillow coming out. Whole bunch of new buy one, get ones. Whole bunch of new buy one, get ones using the promo code coming up. Car Arms, of course, this is the Car Arms microphone, and we are in the GunBroker.com studios. North American Arms supports us. I don't know what else to tell you. All of these companies, as partners of Armed American Radio, help keep us on the airwaves and get this message out. So we thank them, and we support them, and they support us, and that's the way the equation works. And let's not forget the great Emerson Knives, Ernie Emerson, and them doing wonderful work over there. Let's go back to, we'll call it the right now, the Bursa hotline. Let's go back over to Rafael Del Valle. Rafael, welcome back in, brother. How are you?
What's up, man?
Glad you could be here for the day. Glad you could be here.
Yeah, me too.
All right, lots to talk about. Alexander.
Yeah.
New Jersey Second Amendment Society. I'm going to guess you're still there. You're still with us, right?
I'm here.
All right, awesome. We've only got one more segment to go. Now, we are going to, as Rafael just said, this is New Jersey Day. And you know, Alex, when you talk about every day being New Jersey Day, that's not the first time that you've told listeners on Armed American Radio that over the many years that you've been a guest on this show. And that's because we're witnessing right now what they want to export from your state. And we got to see it. We got to see your governor literally shut down the First Amendment and Second Amendment unilaterally because he thinks he can, and he's just been slapped upside the face. And I love it, and I hope it stings, and I hope it never goes away. I hope he has to rub Epsom salts in it just to make himself feel a little bit better, because the schadenfreude there is amazing, and I hope you get let back in one of those conferences. But the fact is, you're not. So let's continue to make this New Jersey Day. Alex, I'm going to start with you. Permit applications are surging in New Jersey right now because of what the government is doing. But the permits that we're talking about are permits about permission to buy in New Jersey, not what the rest of us in free America think of as a carry permit. Tell us about it.
Well, in New Jersey, and this is going to blow a lot of your listeners' minds, you actually have to go to the police department where you beg the police department to issue you a gun permit. And wow. Then wait 3 months, 6 months. And then when you get your permit, then you go to the point of sale, you still have to get another background check, which is like I pick up my permit 10 minutes later at the gun store, they had to run another background check. You know, and that's the insanity of it. And what the governor of New Jersey did was he told the police department, the state police, to turn off the background check system, stating, you know what, Second Amendment, it's not essential. We don't need to do that anymore. Let's just turn it off so people can't buy guns, and then demanded that gun stores and gun ranges close down.
Rafael, you spent a lot of time up there, and you know the routine up there.
Yeah.
It's not easy to go through the process up there. So
no, it's not. And you know, I guess thankfully it's much easier where I live. But Alexander, correct me if I'm wrong, you can't, unless you have a gun permit, you can't even buy ammo up there. Is that right?
That's correct. You cannot buy
wow.
a gun permit.
Yeah,
you cannot buy ammunition unless you
yeah.
have what's called a firearm identification card, an FID card.
Mark and I were talking about that one day. I was up there, and we had received a prototype or, you know, early sample of a new pistol, and I just happened to be up there when it came in. And I was like, I'm going to take it to the range and shoot it. And, of course, everybody's like, no, you can't leave the building with it. You don't, you know, and this and that. And, you know, so we got somebody that works in my warehouse that has a permit that could take it. And we took it, you know, locked it up underneath, you know, everything in the back trunk. But, you know, and then he didn't think about it. And I went in and I'm waiting at Dick's for like 45 minutes for somebody to take care of me because I wanted to buy different types of ammo to try in the gun. And finally, I get his attention, and he comes over, and I'm like, yeah, I want that. And he's like, let me see your gun permit. So I hand out, you know, of course, I'm handing my South Carolina concealed weapons permit. He goes, oh, you're not even a resident of the state. He goes, no, I can't. And I was like, you know, I live in South Carolina. You can buy ammunition at a gas station.
Sure.
You know, it's crazy. And
it's true.
My mind. So it's like almost every – because I guess, you know, for me – I take so much for granted, right, because of where I've lived. And so I go to a state that has these laws like New Jersey, and it,
It's like what it's very foreign to me. It just doesn't.
It is foreign. You know why?
Yeah.
Because in fact, it is foreign. It shouldn't be American.
Yeah.
And Alex, let
That's
me ask
right.
you a question. Let's stay on the. I don't think I've ever heard anybody mention this, so I'm kind of glad that popped in my head, because I get my own personal life. I remember, you know, you get real excited when you get your concealed carry permit. Ooh, cool, I got my permit. Well, you shouldn't need to have to get a permit. So you shouldn't really have to be getting excited about getting a permit to exercise a constitutional right. And what concerns me about states like New Jersey, and it's not just New Jersey, so we'll kind of – we picked on them enough, even though it's easy to do. Connecticut, Massachusetts, we could go to many states – Illinois, of course, California, Washington State, other states, and Washington's not too bad when it comes to this. But you got a whole generation of people that are excited that they got their, in Illinois, for example, their FOID card, their firearms owner's identification card that they need, which is like your card in New Jersey that says you can even buy a gun. So people get all excited that they get these permits and they lose sight of the fact that they shouldn't need a stinking permit to begin with, Alex.
And people, and people like Carol Bowen, a South Jersey woman, who was in fear for her life, had a restraining order against her psychotic ex-boyfriend. She's 5 foot, 90 pounds. He was 6'5", 280 Dead. Pounds. She was in fear for her life. She begged the police department every single day for 43 days to get her gun permit so she can protect herself. And they said, oh, we're working on it. Just call the police if anything happens. Until he finally cornered her in her house, in her parking lot, in her driveway, and stabbed her to death.
So the cops weren't there in time, right?
That is the terror. That is the terror that we live under every single day as people are trying to exercise their constitutional right in New Germany. New Jersey.
New Germany. What question for you? Was it, Raphael, I know we laugh about this, but you're right. You can buy ammo in hardware stores and gas stations down south, and it's so, you know, use the word foreign. In a place like that where people have to get excited. Ooh, cool, I got my firearms owner's card. Now I can go get a permit and get that from the police station and beg them. Now I can start this process that takes a year. And it's ludicrous that they even should have to get excited to do that. But unfortunately, they lose sight of that stuff. And we're starting to see a shift and a turn in the corner where we shouldn't even need concealed weapons permits anymore, where constitutional carry should be the law of the land. And eventually we'll get there. Almost 17 states, 16 or 17 now, have constitutional carry to some degree, and we're working on that. Guys, we're getting ready to call it quits. Alexander Rubian, God bless you for everything that you're doing. Listener, please visit
again.
Yeah, the clap. There we go. We'll do that. Alex, you and I are going to have a celebratory cocktail, my friend, virtual, after this program ends today. God bless you. Thank you for what you're doing. Listener, NJ2AS.org. To join, donate, and help this man do this God's work up in the state of New Jersey that literally just brought the governor to his knees. NJ2AS.org. And Raphael Bursa, God bless you, brother. We'll be talking over the course of the next couple days. Looking forward to bringing you to the Monster Cast. Probably be this coming weekend. You need a new gun while you're out shopping? Bursa's got a great piece for you at a great price. Bursa, visit them. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day. Great news today. Great news. Celebrate it.